Hello, my name is Dr. Amy Helchick, and I would like to welcome you to this podcast presented by the American College of Toxicology. I'm here today with Dr. Andy Kiorpis, our current president of ACT, who will provide some highlights and a preview of the program that the college will offer at this year's annual ACT meeting that's going to take place from November 4th through the 7th in sunny Palm Beach, Florida. In addition, Andy will touch on new initiatives ACT has been pursuing in the areas of outreach and education. Andy, it's so great to talk with you. I'd like to thank you for joining me today, and welcome to Talks Chats.
Sure thing, Amy. Thank you so much for having me.
So let's start by talking about some of the continuing education and symposia ACT has planned for this year's annual meeting.
Sure. This year we're offering CE courses that cover topics ranging from basic to advanced drug development to methods continuing education, such as teachable and extractable studies, how to do them, courses on vaccine safety. And this year, we're actually bringing in an outside group, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, or AAAS, to present their popular course on scientists learning to communicate with the lay public. You know, how do we talk about science to our friends, to our neighbors, to our communities? This was a course that was actually asked for by the membership, and this year we brought it on board. The other thing that's new this year with regard to CE courses is traditionally we have offered 8 courses, 4 in the morning, 4 in the afternoon. And this year we've expanded that to 10 CE courses, so 5 in the morning, 5 in the afternoon. So there is a wide range of courses available, and this is an exciting program. I think this is one of the strongest CE programs that we've put together. And then for the main part of the meeting, so Monday through Wednesday, we've got 3 solid days of symposia, workshops, everything from 2 symposia, for example, on opioids, and these actually follow a plenary speaker talking about the opioid epidemic. Our early career professionals have a symposium entitled Building a Better Toxicologist. There are several symposia on target organs, focusing specifically, for example, on the GI tract or on the kidney. As in the CE course, there's several methods symposia, one of which is on imaging technologies, another which is on electroencephalogram, the role of those technologies in drug development and drug safety. There's going to be a number of presentations on regulatory issues. There's a plenary speech on veterinary research in drug development, and that's followed up by a symposium on veterinary research, what's in it for human pharma. And new this year is we have 2 mini symposia that are going to run in parallel with the traditional hot topics on Wednesday afternoon, one of which is on the safety of natural foods, and the other of which is on IQ Mabel. And in addition to the planned symposia and workshops, there's 8 exhibitor-hosted programs throughout the symposia that'll be given over the lunch hour. So a very full program, Amy, of both continuing education and cutting-edge symposia and workshops.
Wow, I am so glad to hear that ACT is offering this great mix of courses. You know, I'm personally excited for the one on science communication, and I'm glad to hear that the symposia are tackling so many pertinent issues that impact us as toxicologists. You know, these sound like great opportunities for us to all engage in new topics in the field. You know, I also know that each year, the college also plans activities that are geared towards helping with member engagement and some networking. So would you also like to talk about some of these events that the college is planning at this year's annual meeting?
Yeah, sure. You're right, Amy. We have a lot of interesting and fun activities as well as networking events planned for this year. One of the strengths of the college, and particularly its annual meeting, is the ability for members to actually interact personally with the speakers, with plenary speakers, with award winners, with students, is really an almost an intimate type of gathering. And some of the fun activities that we have that are traditional as well as some new activities include a golf outing on Saturday and welcome reception, which features our own jazz group, Jazzecology. These are two activities for which you need to sign up, but they're available to anyone who is a registered attendee. There is an awards ceremony luncheon, and this is open to everyone and is complimentary if you're, again, a registered participant. There's a poster session with wine and cheese, and this is an opportunity for students particularly to present their work. One of our popular events is our 5K run walk, our Toxtrot. And this just gets more popular every year, and it's a real great opportunity for members to just get out in the fresh air and have an early morning run. This year, there'll be an ACT member mixer, so it'll follow the member meeting. There'll be a closing reception that's open to everybody, which will feature and welcome our incoming AC president, Dave Compton. And we have a very active early career professional program. And every year, the early career folks, we call them the ECPs, have their own program. And this year, it's on Monday night from 6:30 to 9:30. And for this special event, participants will have the opportunity to engage with senior and experienced toxicologists in a speed networking session. So they have the opportunity to meet a number of senior people, ask them questions, interact with them, exchange cards. This is a really high energy activity. And along with the speed networking, there's usually a really fun activity. And this year they're going to do creative painting. And don't wear your fancy shoes to this one if you're an early career professional. And this should just be a lot of fun. And I always look forward to being part of that.
Yeah, Andy, I mean, that sounds like a great time and something that the early career professionals should definitely look forward to. I'm sure that this event is going to be quite a hit with this group. So on a final note, I also wanted to talk to you about some upcoming changes at ACT and some new initiatives that are geared towards increased emphasis on outreach and education. So if you don't mind, could you give a brief overview of the new initiatives that you are most excited about?
Sure, Amy. This has been an incredibly productive year, an active year for the ACT Council. In February, we initiated a new three-year strategic plan. We do this on a three-year basis. And there were three tracks of work coming out of this strategic plan. One was to look at the organization, our overall organization, and to ask the question, are we really organized to meet the needs of the college? And is this organization transparent? Is it available for the membership? Can people see how we're organized? Well, it turns out we didn't even have an org chart. So that was one track of work, and we have actually accomplished that. And in that process, we've moved some committees around. We've actually sunsetted a couple of committees, and we're looking to use this as a tool to accomplish two other tracks of work. One of which is to really simplify our bylaws. So we're completely redoing our bylaws so that they're, in a sense, they're more like a GLP protocol, where they really just describe on a high level, you know, what committees we have and who's responsible for what. But the details that are currently in the bylaws are actually all going to be moved into guidance documents and SOPs. So again, very much like the way we do GLP work. And then the last track of work is really a subcommittee that just looked at the overall resource alignment. What are our priorities? What is it we're trying to do? And do we have the resources to do what we want to do? And one of the things that we have expanded on in terms of an initiative is outreach to underdeveloped countries. You know, our mission is educate, lead, and serve. And really starting 2 years ago, we began to send ACT speakers, ACT programs to developing and underdeveloped countries. and working with their toxicologists and their tox organizations and helping really build up their confidence, their infrastructure, create and offer opportunities to some of their faculty members and their students. We give a lot of travel awards every year, and this year is no exception. So that's one of the new initiatives. And overall, as an organization, we're looking at how we're going to fund those activities, where we get the resources. And one of the outcomes of all this is we're going to be reaching out to the general membership and opening up a lot of opportunities, volunteer opportunities for members.
These initiatives sound great, Andy, and we'd love to have you on the program again in the near future to discuss this topic in greater detail.
Amy, it would be my pleasure.
And thanks so much for your time today, and thanks to our audience for tuning in. I look forward to seeing you in November at the upcoming meeting in West Palm Beach, November 4th through 7th.
This podcast was brought to you by the American College of Toxicology, whose mission is to educate, lead, and serve professionals in toxicology and related disciplines by promoting the exchange of information and perspectives on applied toxicology and safety assessment. For more information, please visit www.actox.org.